This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The whistleblower at the center of Congress's impeachment inquiry says President Donald Trump abused his office by trying to get Ukraine's help in next year's election and that the White House tried to cover it up. We get more on the story from AP's Sagar Meghani.
The whistleblower complaint gives more detail about a July phone call where the president urged Ukraine's leader to investigate Joe Biden and alleges White House officials knew that was bad, so they tried to lock down all details of the call. Acting National Intelligence Chief Joseph McGuire told a House panel the complaint does allege serious wrongdoing by the president. But
all we have is an allegation.
One top House Republican, Kevin McCarthy, says isn't worth much.
There is nothing in there that is impeachable.
The president's blasting it as the act of desperate Democrats.
They're going to lose the election. They know it. That's why they're doing it.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says what he's done is the actual reason.
They have no choice.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Voters, meanwhile, are concerned about the political impact of the impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump. We get details on that from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Democrat David Shulman calls President Trump an embarrassment.
Disgrace the office of the president.
Even so, the San Francisco resident says he is concerned about going for impeachment.
It creates a big political risk for the Democrats.
Republican Joan Reinke says she fears the inquiry will hurt both parties.
The Democrats are not going to get out of it unscathed either. And neither are the Republicans. It's going to be a lose-lose-lose situation.
In interviews with more than 50 voters across the country, Republicans overwhelmingly oppose the inquiry. Independents and Democrats are mixed, a number of them saying the best way to oust Trump is through the election. I'm Tim McGuire.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.